Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
In this episode of the podcast, we'll discuss age gap brawls in what may possibly be one of the most violent caller topics we've ever had. Usually I shun away from bullies and all sorts of fighters. Eat my style because I'm a weak boy. But I decided to lift the lid on people who were very much interested in punching someone very much below their weight in age or very much above their weight in age. Plus, are you a cereal weirdo? What are you doing weird with your cereal, you weirdo? Chewy Louie's got a boyfriend. She's having sex. She's back on the wagon, guys. It was only fair we made a song dedicated to her and her new boyfriend, DJ Calcium Nitrate. Plus, Dr. Nikki Goldstein was in as well. We tried to put on a condom on a cucumber with one hand. Hilarity ensued. And then we got some questions on as well. Plus the world's hardest bun quiz. Enjoy the podcast, please.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Sneaky update about Fraser Anning and Egg Boy. So police ruled that Senator Fraser Anning acted in self-defense when he hit Egg Boy and will not be charged. And remember the teenager who cracked an egg over Anning's bald head. And police are determined that although Anning's act was an act in self-defense, they're going to let Egg Boy off with an official caution. No fines, no time for either parties involved. Got me thinking, though, on 13, 10, 60. What's the biggest age gap you've had in a brawl? And I'm not saying that everyone's even brawled out there. Very small sample size, but I figured if anyone out there is beating up youngsters and they're really old, they're probably listening around this time. If there are any young juveniles out there beating up seniors, they may be in the midst right now streaming on the hit app at hit.com.au.
Would be what, 30? 30 years?
Bigger than that, Shuey Louie. This is a huge age gap, and I don't think we'll beat it tonight because Fraser Anning's 69, and the kid was 17, Egg Boy. 52 year gap.
Wow.
Between Egg Boy and Anning. That's a huge gap in age for a brawl.
What is the biggest age gap brawl? Were they much older or much younger than
what was the age gap in the brawl? I think we'll take anything over about 10 years at the moment.
Have you been in an age gap brawl?
Barely been in any brawls, to be honest, but I do yearn for the day where I can belt a senior who deserves
Excuse
it.
Me?
No. Who deserves it? And now, granted, they would have had to done something very, very, very bad, but I would love that. I would love an excuse to belt a senior.
Tell the grandkids.
Don't shake your head out there, Producer Jack, because you think he had a context. I'm not just going to belt an innocent man at the bowls
club. Yeah, that's what I'm imagining, which is horrific from you.
No, imagine if this man spat on a girlfriend I had and then called her a raging pig. Boom! Right
Take
in the kisser.
That old man.
Right in the kisser. I'd love a justified version to do that.
I've had a few family brawls with some big age gaps in my family. My uncles have been like 60.
You've got to physically hurt. You're not punching your uncles, are you?
Not me, but I've had some family members who've gotten some tussles.
Ooh.
It's been like 30-year age gaps.
Right. Your old uncle's going out beating up young'uns, is what you're saying.
Yeah, some of my younger cousins.
Yeah, right. That's so Skipworth family, isn't it? That's so Jack's
ancestors. So the Skippers.
God, I'm amazed that he's got where he is with the gene pool that he had to murk, that he has to wade his way through.
Oh, that's just me.
It's true.
Don't say that about yourself, Jack.
Oh, no,
rude,
seriously.
Danny.
I laugh, but it's so true. 13, 10, 60. Age gap brawls. We'll get them on the air next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
What is the biggest age gap brawl? Were they much older or much younger than you used to?
There's no rules on the street, Shuey Louie, when it comes to tussles. You don't have to be in the same age range. There's no way in at the street fights.
I'm not a big brawler myself anyway.
Wouldn't imagine you to be. You not even get on the drink and have a little tussle from time to time?
Oh, I mean, I'm a little elbow if someone, you know, pushes me in the D floor.
Right, little elbow right on the left tit. Shit. Boom. Take that.
Thank you.
Yeah, now that's as far as Shuey Louie goes. Unlike George in Sydney, who's always down for a brawl. Hello, George.
Hey, how you going?
You sound like you love a brawl.
George does love a brawl. Some people are just born to brawl.
Yeah.
And I feel George fits into this category. What was the brawl with? What's the age gap here?
He was 19 years younger than me, full feet, bench pressing 150 kg. I was just not in form, and he said something to be lippy about one of my relatives, and we got into a brawl, and he ended up in hospital, and I ended up in holding cells.
Who was he?
It was actually my nephew.
Jeez.
What? Your nephew?
Yeah.
Keeping it in the family?
George, I mean, you sound like a nice guy, but I don't think it takes too much to tip you over onto the other side. You are the reason I'm scared to go out a lot of the time.
I would not want to get on George's bad side.
Amy in Hobart, you got an age gap brawl?
Yeah, so a friend of mine got choked out by another friend of mine's dad, and we were all 15 at the time, and the dad was mid-50s, so there was about 40 years in it.
Look, he's
the angry dad at a party.
This is a typical Anning Egg Boy sort of situation here, and the 55-year-old dad's hit the sweet spot because 15 is just old enough to get away with choking someone out.
Is it? Mm.
I think 15's the limit. I think 14, all of a sudden the cops have to get involved. I think 15 is the first year you're allowed to try to choke a boy out. And then he's weak. He's still weak like a young giraffe learning to walk. There's no chance that he can bottle you yet either. Sweet spot choke out. Thank you.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
A man has caused a stir online after revealing the unpopular way he eats his cereal. Even his mates were against it. It doesn't bode well to post this on the internet. If your nearest and dearest are already not on your side, usually a bad idea to post this to Reddit and try and get the opinion of the population and globe. This is so far garnered 6,000 comments and more than 67,000 likes. You know what he's doing with his Cheerios, Shoey Louie?
What?
He's putting water in the bowl instead of milk. Oh, no!
Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't have that big a deal with this.
Easy there. Easy.
Because I think you just need some type of liquid in there to soak up.
No.
You know how they just need to be moist?
No.
Yeah, your cereal just needs to be moist, Danny.
No, cereal is designed to react with some sort of milky substance.
No, liquidy substance.
And combine together. No chance.
I have water with porridge.
Oats and water?
Yeah.
Do you want to get any more of a bland start to your day?
But you just need liquid. Makes no difference if it's milk or Ribena
It does. I knew someone who had orange juice with their cereal once, and that was an absolute cereal nightmare. I was in grade 7, and we went on this family camping trip, and we were out of milk. We were in tents, and me and my dad were going on a deep sea fishing expedition later that day.
And how old were you?
Oh, I was 12. I'm assuming. And we had Sultana brand, but no milk. I said, I'll just have it dry, Dad. No worries. He said, no, we're going to be out on the boat all day, son. You need to get some liquid into you. I don't want you to be dehydrated. And he said, just try some Sultana brand and water. Looking at you right now, it still gives me horrors. It was the most rancid thing I've ever tasted in my life. It changed the composition of the brand. The Sultanas weren't as sweet. It was hell on earth. And I was there, and I took one bite. I said, Dad, I really can't do this. I'm so sorry. I cannot do this. He's like, son, you've got to eat it. You're going to be dehydrated. I started tearing up. He's like, son, if you're in the war, you'd be loving this right now. I was like, but I'm not in
like
the war, Dad.
Like, it's Sultana brand. Calm down.
We're camping
there.
At Coral Bay. I don't want it. It was so, so rancid.
I'd eat that happily.
Oh, 131060. Are you a cereal weirdo?
Are you a cereal weirdo, baby?
Make yourself known, cereal weirdo.
Is your cereal habit insane?
Man, I like to think that it's a pretty open-minded show, but I draw the line when it comes to cereal outside the typical pour it into the bowl with a little bit of 1% milk. Anything outside of that rocks my boat too hard.
Well, I have baby biscuits and milk for breakfast.
Okay, baby biscuits. What are they, by the way?
Are you a toddler?
They rusk me.
Milk arrowroot.
Grow up, you 27-year-old man.
Me and my dad still have them. We've just always...
Biscuits for breakfast?
No, in milk. It's like a cereal. Like,
oh,
you just have
no.
It just sounds like a sweet treat.
Yeah, no good.
Baby biscuits and my milk in the mornings.
Don't
in
knock
your PJs,
it till you try it.
Watching Saturday Disney.
Do you get your tummy rubbed as well? Rocked by mummy and daddy.
Oh, no, I think I'll put that definitely in the box of cereal weirdos. 131060. Are you doing anything outside the norm when it comes to your cornflakes? Adding water, combining cereals, getting your tummy rubbed in your pajamas with your baby biscuits, watching Saturday Disney with your dad. 131060. Serial Weirdos on the show next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Are you a serial weirdo?
Are you a serial weirdo, baby?
Show yourself, serial weirdos.
Is your serial habit insane?
I mean, I like to think it's a pretty open-minded, judgment-free space. This is really going to test me in my open-minded views because I'm not a cereal man. Even more so, if you're going to have cereal, you better stick between the rules.
Would you have, like, Sultana brand with chocolate milk?
No.
Well, I reckon that would be nice.
No, it wouldn't. This is combining a creamy, sweet substance with something that's quite wholesome. No.
Neutral grain with chocolate milk. Mm, that'd be good.
Neutral grain.
Isn't that what it's called?
The grain that refuses to pick a side. Neutral grain, should we look?
Oh, okay.
No. Definitely not. Josh in Kingaroy, you very much empathise with the man who mixes his Cheerios with water that's gone viral. You too claim to be a cereal weirdo.
Yeah. I mix Milo cereal with the Milo the hot drink.
Oh, I love that, Josh.
I'm trying to figure out where I stand, if there's such thing as too much Milo. Because this is a man who's mad about Milo. And his mum maybe made him Milo. So go and go and go. And if he's doubling up on Milo, he does go all day.
I reckon it's like, for me, when I hear that kind of cereal, it's like your treat cereal, you know, like, oh, I'm going all out on the Milo. Like, do you have that for breakfast every day?
Yeah, every day.
God, it feels more like a nighttime snack.
Yeah, like a treat after dinner.
Yeah, it's good for that too.
He is at breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, right. I mean, slightly weird. Must say, definitely goes in the cereal weirdo category. Harriet in Sydney on 131060. You too, begging to get into this category.
Yeah, no, definitely. I like to prepare my cereal the night before, so I like to put the milk on the Weet-Bix and let it thaw up.
Oh no, you marinate.
Put it in the fridge.
You marinate your Bix for 8 hours before you eat them.
You haven't had the best part though. I put nearly boiling water on it in the morning, put brown sugar on it, and eat it.
You're double boiling.
It's double soaked.
It's already saturated. It's already like wet cardboard left down in a hard rubbish collection for a week.
And then you pour
even more water on it.
They need to be moist, not
I
drowned.
I thought it was a no judgment circle.
Yeah, very hard. Very hard. I mean, paint me pink and call me a panther. But I'm sorry. I'm going to have to wear my heart on my sleeves with it. You're double soaking your Bix. It's 8 hours worth. It's just slush by the time. Why don't you try porridge? All you're doing is making porridge.
But what's the difference in a steak?
Excuse me?
Okay, we don't have a four-hour show to designate the subtle nuances between double-soaked Weet-Bix and a well-done steak. God, cereal weirdos, not cereal psychopaths. Jesus! Corey in Brisbane, wrap this up on 131060. Cereal weirdo?
Yeah, cereal weirdo, yeah. So there was one morning I woke up and had a bowl of Cocoa Pops, but we had no milk. So I decided to use tomato sauce.
Oh, goodness me.
That's rock bottom, Corey.
Yeah. But
the worst part about it is now I actually have Cocoa Pops with milk and add tomato sauce to it every morning.
No.
No, you don't.
Any enthusiasm that my nipples had pre-show inclined back into their teeth.
They have. I can see from here.
I'm not a sauce man and I'm not a cereal boy. And these two things combine. Plus, I'm lactose intolerant. It's the triple threat.
I love a condiment. I love a sauce. But that, even for me, is too far.
Yeah, no. They're very psycho indeed. I mean, we were...
But until you try it, you can't knock it, honestly. Come on.
Yeah, but that's a lot of things, though. I'm not going to lick a sofa just because I've never tried it before. That logic's going to get me nowhere. I've never carpet burned my face whilst eating a fish finger. I'm not going to do it just because I've never tried it before. Don't make any sense. We'd be nowhere with that. Danny Lakey Late Show. Shuey Louie got laid. We'll talk about it next.
What?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Just a little bit of business to attend to here. Shuey Louie, who's in studio. Now, one cannot deny... Ever since you came in to the office today, Shuey Louie, there's been a bit of a rose in your cheek, a bit of a pep in your step.
That's not true,
Danny. A bit of a sting in your tail, perhaps.
It's not true. Turn this music down.
You've been in Australia for about 2.5-3 months now. Mm-hmm. Of course, came across as a single lady, good-looking Sheila, looking to settle down with the right man if it comes your way. You've been navigating through the Tinder jungle, and you've been on a couple of fizzer dates, but there was someone who pricked your interest a couple of weeks ago, and we hear every now and then little echoes of nice dates that you guys have had on the weekend. And yeah, I mean, I can see you trying to keep a lid on it over there, but you thought, geez, I mean, he's not bad. He's a pretty good guy. We laugh a lot.
I don't even have
quite effortless
words
when I'm around him. And after the show last night, he decided that you'd meet up, you'd have a late night dinner and he'd maybe stay over. And I said, God, Chewy Louie, are you going to do what I think you're going to do? The first time in Australia, the first time in what I'm led to believe a good 4 or 5 months. I mean,
yeah,
girls
all right,
have
let's
needs.
Just pipe down.
Did you or did you not make sexual passionate love last night?
I cannot confirm or deny.
I can confirm it! Jesus Christ! Chewy Louie is smitten with this guy.
How'd it go last night? It's early days, Danny.
Yeah, right. But he put in a good performance because sometimes it can be awkward on the first one.
Yeah, it was good.
It was pretty good. Yeah, right. I mean, you're smitten. I've never seen you smiling like this before. I'm over the moon for you, Chewy Louie. What's his name?
You've got a nickname for him. Tell everyone.
DJ Calcium Nitro. His name is Cal.
Oh my God.
Look, no, and Chewy Louie, the thing that I respect about you is we both sat down today and wrote a song.
I am not part of this song. Do not include me in this.
Interesting.
What have you written for me?
No. I thought this was all above board because, of course, you're known to make outlandish noises on the show. That was from a couple of weeks ago. Remember this one?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Sorry. I thought you were across all this.
You are the worst colleague.
I mean, this is me and Chewy Louie's song talking about a celebration, how Chewy Louie has opened the floodgates once more and is satisfied in that part of her life.
She told me right away that he's great at foreplay. She has chosen her meal from the Tinder buffet. I will not say too much, but they've been texting lots. And well, this could be love, love. She just got laid. In love, they're falling. Her skin, it is glowing without a shadow of a doubt. She just got laid. In love, they're falling. Her skin, it is glowing without a shadow of a doubt. She just got laid. She just got laid. She has hunted her prey. Louie has found her bae. Last night they made sweet love at her new place. I will not say too much, but they've been kissing lots. And well, this could be love, love. She just got laid. In love, they're falling. Her skin is glowing without a shadow of a doubt. She just got laid. In love, they're falling. Her skin is glowing without a shadow of a doubt. She just got laid.
Well done, Chewy Louie. Well done.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. The following content is of an adult nature, and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offence. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein, the sexologist, is live in studio. Good evening, Dr. Nikki.
Good evening, Danny Lakey.
Have you heard the news? Have you heard the game-changing news about the old condom industry?
No, but I feel like you're going to tell me something profound.
Oh, God. Have a listen to this, Dr. Nikki. This is what I stumbled across today.
A new condom from an Argentinian brand emphasizes the importance of consent.
The condom is designed so that it takes 4 hands to open it.
Boom.
Oh.
Boom.
But why would you want 4 people there?
You don't want 4 people. You want 2 people with 4 hands.
Because the other person has to consent to help you with the condom. So like one person can't. Oh, bless. You're so cute.
Yeah. Look, this is a game changer. This is a team effort now to open the condom, right?
Yeah. You know,
know, one person struggles enough. So why are you getting two people to probably rip it and destroy it?
I thought, I mean, I'm all for consent, but isn't opening a condom and putting it on hard enough as it is?
Exactly. It chokes me. It's too small.
Yeah, there's all sorts of...
Oh, I'm too big for this condom, babe. It squeezed all the blood back down. It's definitely not my erectile dysfunction.
Have you ever blown a condom? Like, when guys obviously say that a lot of the time and they go, oh, it cuts off my blood supply and it's too small. You know, you can blow up condoms, like put them over your head and they still vibrate.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's blatantly a lie.
Yeah. It's complete bull.
I know. I said the same thing. Come on, Sergeant Girthy. No chance. No one's buying that.
No one's that big.
Here's how the four-hand condom works in a little more detail.
Along the box, four different buttons. And in order to open it, one person must hit the two adjacent buttons while the second person hits the other two.
Jesus
Christ. It sounds complex.
It's actually like an LOL doll for adults. Have you ever tried to open one of those things?
An LOL doll?
It's a kid's toy, and it has all these different puzzles and things, and it's the most impossible thing to open. So I feel like this is the adult version of that, that you're going to have to now make the condom packaging complicated enough.
Yeah. I don't like to try and solve a Rubik's Cube every time I'm about to get dirty in the bedroom.
Yeah, that's just going to make people not use it.
It's hard enough for him to get dirty in the bedroom anyway.
Guys! Easy! Just because Shoey Louie got laid 12 hours
ago. Oh my God, Jimmy!
Doesn't mean all of a sudden I'm the sexual beginner.
How many times has he thrown you underneath the bus tonight?
Had a great song. No, me and her collaborated with her lovemaking session with DJ.
It was not a collaboration. He wrote a song called Chewy Just Got Laid.
Yeah,
it was and then some sound effects.
It was an homage to her and DJ Calcium Nitrate, her new boyfriend.
Nothing is private.
Stop. Nevertheless, guys, it's time for something I like to call the one-handed condom race.
This is a one-handed condom race.
Yeah, it is a one-handed condom race. So what we've got here, we've got three cucumbers, all right? Myself, Shuey Louie, and Dr. Nikki, we are going to put one hand behind our back. And the aim and the challenge is to make sure that we become the first person to open the condom, put it down the phallic cucumber, all the way to the base, guys. No shortcuts. Make sure you get right down to the pubis.
So it's a race.
All right, of course
it's
a race.
Well, you two are very experienced.
Are you implying that I use condoms all the time, are you?
Well, okay, maybe not.
Gross.
Maybe I'll be more experienced then.
Yeah, you've got a freshie. You're coming right off.
Okay.
12 hours ago.
Your
fingers still smell of rubber.
Oh my God.
Latex.
I'm going to go round, all right? And see if I can take you guys down. Take you downtown.
Where's the start?
Come around.
Where do we put the cue?
Hang on, tell me when I start.
We're going to hold the cucumber like it is a penis on the man, and we are going to have one hand also behind our back.
Okay. Wait.
Actually, no. You don't need the one hand behind your back. You can just hold the cucumber with one hand, and then the other one, you've obviously got to use your other hand for the condom. Okay. Right?
Can we use our mouth?
Hold it with that one and put it on with one.
Yeah. You can do. We can do it however we want.
This
whatever
is
strategy
confusing.
You want.
You're changing the rules.
There
okay.
is a cucumber and a condom. What is so confusing about this?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh,
all condoms are off.
Wait.
Oh, Bob. Right down. Done. Get around me.
Wait.
You guys are amateurs. Come on. That's the wrong way.
Oh,
Dr.
No.
Nikki's using her mouth to lubricate it. Well done, Dr. Nikki.
Got
is home
it.
In second place.
My mouth.
And Shuey Louie is there.
Pinch the top
in
of it.
Third.
Sorry. Pinch the top. You've left room.
Yes, I know. You've left nothing at the top, Shuey Louie.
And you're actually.
And you're squeezing his testicles like a vice grip. My God.
Leave my structure alone.
Just correct it. Right? Okay.
Wow.
There's a chance she may be pregnant right about now.
I think
now.
I broke a world record. And Dr. Nikki came in about 5 seconds after me, and then Shuey Louie just stumbling around.
Maybe we need to give her some lessons before we let her out back in the real world.
Oh yeah.
God. Just in case.
Yeah. You too, kid.
I'm just looking after your sexual health.
Yeah, me too. God's I reckon it'll be in DJ Calcium Nitrate's best interest as well for that.
Now.
Hey, 13 10 60, if you've got a question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Maybe it's a condom question because, you know, we're never actually really taught how to use these
plenty
things.
Plenty of people are struggling with condoms. Condom questions, condom tips, and anything regarding sexuality and relationships. Dr. Nikki, you'll take your calls next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country.
The following content is of an adult nature, and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offence. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1.
Let's talk about sex.
With
Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Cheers. Time to talk about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein. All relationship things. She is a relationship expert and sexologist after all. Every Wednesday, hump day, Dr. Nikki Goldstein live in studio answering your questions. Let's get straight into it. Nikki in Melbourne as well. Ooh, hello, good patient name. Nikki.
Hi, so I was in a really long-term relationship, and I'm kind of just wondering, how do you sort of get back out there and go and have fun with other guys?
Well, I think if you're not intending on getting into another relationship, like if you're talking about just fun as though like dating, maybe some casual sex, I think the key is, and this sounds really terrible in a way, but don't go out on dates with people that you're really attracted to in terms of a long-term relationship, like somebody that might tick things off your list. Just pick some people, whether it's on a dating app or whether it's through a website, that you think, you know what, you'd probably be really good for a laugh and a yarn and a meal. And I think it's about getting out there and showing yourself that you can have fun with people who you might not necessarily have gone to before, or that just finding that one interesting element that you could sit through an entire dinner with and have a good night and not focusing on a long-term scenario.
Betlife.com is very good as well.
Well, no, if seriously, you're into that, yeah, seriously, if you want to experiment sexually, you can always be very honest about it in terms of where you're looking for it.
That, I reckon that's the best app for you at the moment, Nikki, I reckon, because
your environment, Nikki's into something fetish-wise.
Well, are you into anything fetish-wise, Nikki? Ropes, bondage, pet play?
Feet?
I don't know. I've only ever been with one guy.
Perfect.
Maybe go on a sample. I think go on a sample of different ones. Oh, like, yeah. Do maybe something that's a bit safe and maybe something that's a bit more kinky, because you do need to try things to work out whether you like it or
I
not.
I would say just stick to your Tinder Bumbles.
Vanilla scoop of ice cream?
Let's put Shoey Louie on FetLife.
Now, you know what needs to happen here? Me and you, Dr. Nikki, we need to take people like Nikki on a sexual tapas platter tour.
I mean, like a self-discovery guided and by Danny.
You dip your toe into, say, the latex fetish, the BDSM fetish, the foot fetish, all these different sorts of things for
so
those
I'm
people
there for
that
the
have been
education,
in...
and you're there for the comedic relief.
Yeah, I'll be the model as well. I'll get tied up, choked, and slapped with a banana peel. Don't bother me.
You've always wanted to practice a fetish. Yeah. We'll give you Danny.
And all these people that have been in just long-term relationships once or twice and haven't really ever gone outside the box, and that now all of a sudden it's a big scary world again.
It's very
sexual tapas platter.
It's sexually
Stop
humanitarian.
Calling it a sexual tapas platter.
I don't know why you're so upset, Shoey Louie. You can get a 50% discount to the sexual tapas platter tour. Thanks, Nikki. Erin in Hope Island. What's your question?
I've been dating my partner for 2 years. I just want to know how to get my libido back. Like, I have no sex drive.
Oh, well, okay, you need to give me a little bit more than that. What is actually going on that you think is causing you to have no libido? Is it kids? Is it stress?
It's nothing. Like, I don't want to have sex. I have no interest in it.
Were you sexual before this partner? Like, have you had periods in your life where you've been really sexual? Or has this just been you, period?
Like, yes, but and with this partner, I have been sexual, but lately, like the past year, I don't want it.
Well, I think when it comes to not wanting sex from someone, there's a multitude of reasons. And I always think the best way to start looking is that actually start to have a look underneath the surface. What's going on in the relationship? Is there a disconnect? Is there something that's going on that's making you pull away from them and then think the last thing you really want to is to physically and emotionally and intimately connect with someone who's actually really hurting you on some level. So you need to work out if it's a relationship thing. If you don't think it's a relationship thing, then you need to have a look at other factors in your life. Is there medically something that's going on? Are you under a lot of stress at the moment? You know, do you have exhaustion? Something else that might answer for why there is this change? Because the biggest part of this is trying to work out why you have stopped.
Is there female Viagra, Dr. Nikki?
There has been clinical trials around female Viagra and also women taking Viagra. But I think for women, it's more than blood flow. So Viagra is obviously to do with more of the mechanical side of things. Mm. And Viagra doesn't fix everything because you still have to want to have the sex, right? It's only a let's keep a hard on, but we need to get to the point where we're trying to get a hard on in the first place. Mm. Or for women, it's a female hard on.
May I suggest a long afternoon of foreplay whilst Magic Mike is on in the background? Platter of oysters, and we'll hook you up with a discount to the Danny Lakey and Dr. Nikki Tapas platter beginner course.
No, except not the single version. We need to maybe do the couples version as well.
Yes.
You take the men, I'll take the women.
Oh, could it be the other way around?
Okay, you take the women, I'll take the men.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest
quiz. Yes, it is. It's the world's hardest bun quiz on 13 10 60. Every single answer has the word or sound bun in there somewhere. Comes off the back of terrible news with hot cross buns in South Australia. Unfortunately, calculators got into the mix. Beware, South Australians consuming hot cross buns this Easter. Don't eat any. Urgent food recall if you got them from Foodland. 13 10 60. Fastest fingers through for question number one. A common bucket list experience and a must do in some parts of New Zealand is Sarah in Shepparton. Hey, hey. Serendipity. Serenade. The Triceratops. Oh, serotonin release from physical activity. Woo. Sarah Jessica Parker. Ooh. Sarah Lee frozen desserts.
Okay.
All right, Sarah, come on, settle down. We've got a quiz today. Question number one, a common bucket list experience and a must-do in some parts of New Zealand.
Bungee jump.
Bungee jump is correct. Yes. You ever bungeed?
No.
Would you ever bungee?
I don't know. I don't think I would.
Oh, no. I've bungeed. I bungeed at the source of the Nile, which is in Uganda, the start of the Nile River, where it flows all the way into Egypt. And I never show anyone my video because I thought it would be cool just before I jumped off the ledge to go, Nile High Club! Oh. And I look back and I never show anyone anymore. Question number two. A phrase used to explain a pregnancy during any trimester.
No, unfortunately not.
Clue? No, no clues.
Hump date.
Huh?
No.
What? No. 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 Holly in Newcastle on 13, 10, 60. You know the answer.
Bun in the oven?
Whoa. Bun in the oven is correct. Yes. Ooh, a little bit of milk and yeast. Bun in the oven. A famous Aussie brand store with franchises throughout Australia. What will that be? Not a chance. I don't feel we're even close. It was gasping. There was a lot of silence. It was awkward for everyone involved. Sky in Melbourne, hello.
Hi.
A famous Aussie brand store with franchises throughout Australia.
Bunnings?
Whoa, Bunnings is correct. Yes, well done. God. The lowest prices are just the beginning. Don't like that store. I mean, I know it's good. I know it's successful. I know it's a great store and lots of people love it. Hate the smell of mulch. Very boring visually. A lot of bad memories as a child. It makes me feel less like a man. Lots of tradies going around buying timber. I'm there looking for a canvas board to create a visual art piece. Not a good place for me. A desirable part of a children's bedroom, which is especially fun during sleepovers.
Another question?
Yeah, that is the question. Yeah.
Oh, that is the question. Can I repeat that question, please?
I can repeat it, yeah. A desirable part of a child's bedroom, which is especially fun during sleepovers.
Bunk bed?
Whoa. Bunk bed is correct. Yeah. It's a dark day the first time you realise that it's actually funner to be on the bottom bunk. It's more economical. It's more efficient.
Nah, top's the best.
What? Grow up! Nah, yeah, I'll always hate the bottom. Especially at a hostel. Don't want to wake my neighbours, you see. This is the final question. Finish the definitely not trashy Nicki Minaj song.
My anaconda don't want none. Unless you got buns, hun.
Whoa! Jesus! Love Honey Vibrator is all yours.
Oh, awesome.
Guy in Melbourne, congratulations to you. You enjoy it? I mean, we can't tell you what to do with it, but I think if you read the back packet, give you a couple of ideas.
Thank you.
My anaconda don't want none unless you've got buns, hun. To be honest, my anaconda will still want some even if your buns are minimal, hun.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
End of the show. The conclusion of the show. For the final conclusion, of course, a final thought by myself, producer Jack's been on Facebook looking for people almost crying out for attention, hoping to receive some sort of empty validation back. And Shuey Louie figuring out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. If you multiply together the number of arms every human has, the answer is always zero. There's always going to be someone out there with no arms. The second you multiply that person, it's always going to be zero. Bit of limb chat, bit of maths chat. Guys, come on. Every time you time something by zero, the answer's zero. So you got two arms. Shuey Louie's got two arms. I got two arms. Then, Johnny down the road, no arms. We multiply all those. No arms.
No, it's still confused.
Yeah, I wasn't really good at maths and squaring and all that kind
of
stuff.
Two times two times two times zero. Zero.
No, two.
No, zero. Zero.
Are you sure about that?
1,000,000% sure about that. Anyway, that's the final thought.
It's a good one.
Producer Jack.
Today, this guy has sort of come under fire. So he's a new dad who works 84 hours a week, and he says that he shouldn't have to get up at night to calm his crying twins because his wife doesn't work. Does he have a point?
Yes, he has a bloody point.
He's working 84 hours a week. Is that even possible?
84, he's working two full-time jobs, and apparently the PC police reckon he still has to get up and look after his kids. The mum can look after the kids at night time.
He
has to sleep.
How many hours in a week?
How smart do you think I am?
Well, say there's like, what, a 40-hour work week.
He's working two 40-hour
jobs. And there's like 120 hours in a week, I'm pretty sure. So he's working like two-thirds of the week.
It's like us working twice as long. Twice as long as what we work already. Any full-timers out there.
Like I said, not good at math.
Give the man some sleep.
Well,
if the mum's not working, she can go and get the babies.
You sound like one of the Facebook people.
Well, I am. I'm about to jump on there.
Well, actually, you know, it was quite a divided type of opinion on this.
How could it be divided?
But Chrissy wrote, cut those hours back and help your wife. Money isn't everything. So she wasn't happy with it. And a lady named Diana wrote, he works 84 hours a week. She works 24/7.
Whoa!
She wins.
The mum card.
Oh, yeah.
People get so mad when they just think, comment on parenting.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I did the whole having a baby and having birth thing the other night.
You still haven't recovered. You keep whinging about it.
It's true. A mother's job is never done. That's what I learnt the other night. Shuey Louie, moment of the show.
Oh, cereal weirdos. You think that people who put some certain things with the cereal's weird, whereas I'm kind of all for it, apart from this lady.
This chick was batshit.
I like to prepare my cereal the night before, so I like to put the milk on the Weet-Bix and let it sog up.
Oh, no. I just like to sog it overnight for about 8 hours like it's some sort of lamb.
Disgusting.
Jesus Christ. That's the end of the show. Back tomorrow, of course, for Thursday. Very exciting. A lot of guests on. So, Calista Flockhart. She used to be on Ally McBeal. She'll be on. Former world number one tennis player Andy Roddick calling in from America. And Cosentino on the show as well.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.